Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. A major political upset. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor defeated in the GOP primary. Let's get started.
Well, hey, Anderson, at this point right now, it's interesting. I'm starting to get emails, starting to get phone calls. Right now, the House Majority Leader Eric Cantor appears to be heading for defeat. What does that mean? It means at this point, we could see a wide open race for the number two Republican slot in the House of Representatives. Eric Cantor, the only Jewish Republican in Congress, Anderson, was in line to become the next House Speaker when John Boehner stepped aside. That looks like that is now going to change. This came out of nowhere, Anderson. We'll have to see what happens in the next few minutes. But Eric Cantor, expected to win re-election, looks like he's going to go down to a Tea Party challenger.
And this, we should point out, this is a challenge from the right. This is a challenge from his right.
This was a challenge from his right, and not only was that, but it was his opponent accusing him of not being strong enough on the immigration issue, an issue that we're seeing really become front and center right now, Anderson.
So the question is, what does this mean for those who want some sort of compromise down the road? There are some observers who I imagine would say that this makes the idea of compromise over the next year or two on Capitol Hill even less likely. It sends that message, no?
Well, it certainly emboldens the Tea Party, which has had a whole string of defeats, certainly in the Senate. We're going to see what happens in a couple of weeks in Mississippi, where you see a Tea Party challenger on the verge of taking out an incumbent, Thad Cochran, who had been in Congress since 1973. However, but what we see with Cantor right now is something very unexpected. And certainly in the House of Representatives, this is going to embolden the Tea Party movement, which has really been frustrated by their lack of wins so far this year. This would be a big win. In fact, this would be the biggest upset of the year, Anderson, if it were to happen.
And did the polls show this coming? I mean, I think I read something in the Washington Post this morning that seemed to indicate, you know, Eric Cantor was going to be winning this.
It looked like Eric Cantor was going to win. And his internal polling, of course, showed that. Even the news media down in Richmond in that area were doing their stories and covering their stories in a way that Eric Cantor was going to win re-election, that he was successful in beating back this challenge from his right. But right now it appears that he hasn't done so. You know, I did just get off the phone, Anderson, from somebody who's pretty familiar with that area, and they said their takeaway is that there were more brat signs around, that Eric Cantor's political operation was a little bit rusty, that he came too late to the game. And this is the perfect example of somebody here in Washington who has gotten a little bit lazy and they didn't act quick enough to win their primary.
Joining us on the phone is senior political analyst Gloria Borgia. Gloria, what do you make of this?
Well, I think that Eric Cantor got in the race a little bit late. He realized very late that he had a serious challenge on the right. Last Saturday, he was booed at a gathering of Republican activists. And that was a clear sign that he had some problems. You know, here in Washington, D.C., he is somebody who had real ambition to become the Speaker of the House should John Boehner leave. And now he's got this really serious and maybe successful challenge from an economics professor in Richmond. And it seems that he came out in the end sort of swinging at his opponent, Brat, for portraying him inaccurately. But there were lots of conservatives who kind of decided to go with Brat seem to have a real impact. And, you know, what often happens to politicians in Washington when they get challenged is they realize it a little bit too late that they're in a lot of trouble. This is what Cantor's campaign team tells every Republican, don't do. Have your people on the ground with their ears to the ground and understand when you're in trouble. And it seems like that advice wasn't followed.
What does it mean for politics on Capitol Hill over the next year or two, if in fact this holds up, if these numbers...
Well, I think it scares everybody. I think it scares everybody who is actually thinking of for example, voting with the president on things like immigration reform. You know, Eric Cantor is a conservative. Eric Cantor is not a liberal or a moderate Republican, but he has been a leader, so there have been times when he's been with John Boehner, for example, trying to end the government shutdown, et cetera. And so if you're in a district that's got a conservative base, you have to stay there. And you cannot sway. And this is the problem that Republicans have when they try in the leadership to cut deals. And so I think this is going to scare an awful lot of Republicans who are afraid of either A, being primaried, or B, just losing in a really conservative district. There's no reason for them to to run to the center ever.